a special guest on Monday who's seen the game and can probably, you know, give us a gauge on where they are and what this game did for the team and for Carson Wentz's confidence. Let's bring in Ron Jaworski. He is brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. Jaws, they kept their season alive yesterday.
I thought we were going to talk hockey today.
I'm going to ask you about what you thought of the firing later.
All right. I'm going to talk some Bucks, man.
Go ahead. Yesterday's game was a game that most Eagle, I can't believe the lack of reaction we've had, because you know you can't con Eagle fans. It was a game they won, but it didn't exude any confidence in the fan base.
Well, no question. It was a terrible first half of football, and I think that resonated, you know, with Eagle fans. But, you know, personally, I love wins like this, Mike. I really do, because, you know, they didn't play well in the first half. At 19-3, you know, their season on the line, a secondary that, oh my God, you needed a program to see who was trying to cover Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley. I mean, you just had, it was a mixed bag in that secondary. And it would have been easy to kind of like a throw it in and say, okay, this season's over. I love the way they sucked it up. I mean, it was a gut check. Hey, you got to thank Eli, by the way. My goodness, how can you throw that lollipop up there before the half?
It's befuddling, isn't it?
it's mind-boggling. I looked at it 10 times. You know, the Eagles had 6 defensive backs on the field. You know, Malcolm was basically playing linebacker in a cover two, but he's going deep, you know, just defending the goal line. He just standing here. I don't know how Eli can't see him. He just throws it up there, and you're in field goal range. And for some reason, you know, when that play was over, I just saw that defense get excited. You know, I saw guys flying around trying to get a block. And I think that play was the play that ignited them going in at halftime, saying, hey, you know, we can get this. And oh, by the way, you know, I'm hearing all the comments after the game and watching the press conference and reading all the stuff. You know, Schwartz, he didn't do anything different that second half. You know, they played some basic covers. They played single high, man to man. They played single high zone, and they played some split safety looks. They just got it amped up in that second half, and they attacked the line of scrimmage. They attacked the Giants' offensive line, who the defensive line had a dominant game. And the second half, it was like I was watching a different team. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened at halftime, but somebody got them fired up.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. That was the play that turned the tide for the Eagles, and they came out. Here's the question I need to ask you as an offensive guy, and you saw what Saquon Barkley did in the first half. Why on earth do they not let him touch the ball, but only 5 times in the second half?
Because they didn't have the ball, Mike. You know, my knee-jerk reaction, you know, was that of a fan. You know, Saquon Barkley disappeared after gutting that Eagles defense in the first half. They had 36 or 37 snaps in the first half, 21 in the second half. And that to me was the big difference. Mm. Eagles offense, you know, the running game came to the party. They controlled the possession. They controlled the number of snaps. And all of a sudden, Saquon Barkley, you know, he was out one series in the second half. They played that goal line kid, and he actually had some quickness, but Saquon Barkley is a beast. You know, I mean, he's a Penn State beast, man. That guy is a great football player. But the reason he didn't get the ball is they didn't have any snaps in that second half.
All right, so the you mentioned the running game. Something different. committing to the run a little bit. What did they see here?
Yeah, but that, you know, it's not a very good Giant defense. You know, it'll be a better test this week. We'll see if they can run the ball against this Redskins front four. It's a, you know, very formidable group. You know, 2 number one picks, those defensive tackle spots are just big old anchors in there. It's going to be hard to run against those guys. I am not surprised the Eagles move the ball in a running game against this Giants defense, which is a fairly soft bunch up front.
All right, what did you see in Josh Adams? Is he the real deal? Does he have to be the main guy from this point on?
Well, I think he is the main guy. He gives them a little bit of power. He's got just enough quickness to get to the outside. But, you know, these are not the future running backs of the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, anyone that watch that game and you see the, you know, the Saquon Barkley kind of players, you realize, hey, if you're going to be a great football team in today's NFL, you got to have that back out of the backfield that can make people miss. And, man, he made a ton of players miss. And when you think think you got the angle on him. You don't have the angle on him. He runs right around you. He runs at speed, quickness, power, vision. And, you know, hey, you know, Josh Adams, or, you know, I mean, a good football player. You know, Corey Clement's a good football player. These guys are free agents. You know, they are what they are. You're not going to get that great explosive play out of these guys on a regular basis. Now, occasionally, sure, they're pros. They're really good players. But they're not the elite kind of backs that I think you need in today's game.
Why do you think it's become so difficult for them to incorporate Golden Tate? And they've actually admitted that it's been difficult. Why?
Don't know. You got to design plays to get him the football. I mean, it's not a very complicated offensive scheme. That's how Doug operates things. You know, it's not a trickery type offense. And you know, you run your route, you get open, and the read takes where you want to go with the football. I can't. You know, it's inexplicable to me why. You know, why they can't design plays for him. By the way, you know, I'm looking at tape as well, and I'm not exactly seeing him running wide open, so he's not like beating people and getting open and not getting him the football. So, maybe we overestimated his talent a little bit. I still think he's going to be a terrific player as the season wears on. I love his talent, but, you know, it hasn't been showcased yet.
All right, let's look at the big picture here, because I'm looking at the Cowboys' remaining schedule, which is fairly difficult. I'm looking at a Washington team with Colt McCoy, who he doesn't have it. When you look at the Eagles, is it more likely than not that they pull it off here and get to the division title?
Yeah, Mike, you know I always hate when you do this.
I know,
you know I'm a guy, I look at the next game.
I get it, but I'm looking at the games that the other teams have to play with their personnel.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why this team, you know, can't win the division. It's still going to be very difficult. You know, you're going to have Houston at home. They're playing very good. You'll get a chance to see them tonight. You know, that'll be a formidable opponent. I just don't see this team right now, you know, outscoring the Rams. I mean, the Rams are just a dynamo of a football team right now. So, you know, you're going to have to go down to Dallas. And, you know, Dallas looks like the team to beat right now. They're solid. You know, Cooper has given them a big boost. Boy, he would have looked good in Eagles uniform, wouldn't he?
If, maybe first round pick.
Hey, could have had him. The Eagles tried to get him, but it didn't happen. We got Golden Tate, which is, you know, the guy that we'll have to count on and see if he can make it happen. But, you know, I think Dallas right now, although everyone's saying Washington, but you're right about Colt McCoy. He's a serviceable guy. He probably won't screw it up, but he's not going to win games for you either. And Adrian Peterson, as much as I love the guy, there's not much left in that tank. So, you know, I think Dallas clearly is going to be the team to beat.
All right. Are you or are you not a candidate for Flyers GM position?
I don't think so, Mark.
No, you're not?
Hey, I hate to see that happen to Ron Hextall. We know this is, you know, professional sports can be crummy sometimes, but he's a good, decent man. You always hate to see that happen.
Well, there'll be another ex-Flyer that comes down. Don't worry about it, Ron.
That's how they do things.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ron, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
There he is, Ron Jaworski. Every Monday we talk to him, brought to us by Bradford Whitewater Heaters, built to be the best.